Hello. Let's see. I am getting ready to get started. We're getting the room all set. So just bear with me for a second. I'm getting the light on correctly. Let me shut this down. Ah, much better. Much better. Hi, everyone. This is Kim McLaughlin, and we will get started in just a few minutes. I'm just waiting for the top of the hour for everybody to log on and to see who's coming in the room. I'm going to put everybody on mute. So don't worry that you'll be on mute. So we shouldn't be able to hear you. I'm just making sure all the settings are correct. And we're almost ready to go. We have a great talk today. I have been spending time thinking about it and writing down questions and ideas. So I think you're going to be quite pleased with what we have to talk about today. There we go. We are at the top of the hour. Everybody who is in, welcome. My name is Kim McLaughlin, and I am privileged each month on the second Monday of every month. I host a live webinar where I come on and I talk about all things overeating, ending overeating, emotional eating, ending emotional eating, whatever name you want to call it, I help people with it. And today is fabulous. So let me tell you, I'm Kim McLaughlin. I am from feedyoursoulunlimited.com, and I help people move from feeling frustrated, overwhelmed, overloaded, stressed, and having difficulty with food and having a difficult relationship with food. And I help them move into feeling peace with food and comfort and feeling more centered. And today is a super exciting talk for me because it really takes me back to my roots of why I decided to do this work that I do. And I'm calling this this webinar Intuitive Eating and the strategy, the key to ending overeating, because I was blessed enough. I probably in the year 2010, I decided to help people around overeating, and I wanted to use a framework that was tested and researched and would be the foundation of what I do. And what I found very quickly was this, which is this book right here. It's called, can you see right here? There we go. Intuitive Eating, a Revolutionary Program That Works. And I studied it. I took classes. I think I took probably 40 hours of classes to be a certified intuitive eating counselor. And it was life-changing for me, and it helped me. The program, the ideas of intuitive eating are what's helped me to launch my business and help people around overeating and stress eating and emotional eating. I thought it would be helpful to spend some time just talking about what intuitive eating is, because I have done some blog posts on it, but I've never done a talk for our monthly calls to talk about what intuitive eating is. So what it is, starting out, what it is it was a program, a strategy that was developed by two registered dietitians. And what happened, the story I've heard them tell, is that they were helping people lose weight, putting them on diets. And what they found was that they could help people lose weight. That was pretty much the easy part. What happened was people gained back the weight within a year, and they noticed people would come back to see them within a year, and those people would be upset with themselves. And they described the clients would come back in and share how upset they were with themselves that they couldn't follow the diets anymore. And these two dietitians wondered, so why are people blaming themselves rather blaming us that maybe the diet's not working? And they began to look at other strategies and other ideas and came up with what they called intuitive eating. And it's really a way to get back in touch with your body and back in touch with what naturally works. We were born knowing how to eat. Babies, when they're born, know when they're hungry, know when they're full, know if they're being satisfied, and they have no judgment about it. They have no judgment about their body size. They have no judgment about what types of food they eat. They just know what tastes good, what feels good in their body, and they know when they're hungry, and they know when they're full. What's happened for those of us who have overeating, emotional eating, stress eating, we lost that basic instinct that we have about when we're hungry, when we're full, what we should eat. There's a lot of things that have happened, and I have clients ask me a lot, how did I get this way? How did this happen? They want to know, how did it happen? It's lots of things. It's partly your biology. It's partly what goes on in society, but a big part is when you started dieting. And dieting, I find, is really in the eye of the beholder, because dieting is really when you feel restricted. So this is a problem. And what I've done for myself is I've used intuitive eating ever since I've learned about it. And it has been an amazing opportunity for me to get in touch with my body. I have dieted it ever since I was early teenage years. I have dieted it. I have felt bad about my weight since early teenage. That was a long time ago. And I have found intuitive eating, the idea of intuitive eating, is the strategy that works for me. And I teach it in my own way, and it works for my clients, for the people that I work with. So let's get into what intuitive eating is. There are 10 principles of intuitive eating. And I'm going to go through all of the principles. I'm going to give you some ideas. We don't have a lot of time. I mean, obviously, I took 48 hours of training of this. I can't spend 40 hours talking to you about this. But we're going to go into each idea and see which kind of resonates with you, so you can come away with some new ideas and strategies for yourself. The first principle is what I was just talking about, is it's called reject the diet mentality. In intuitive eating, it really is the starting point, is to really examine that idea of dieting. We find that the whole, one of the key components that lead us towards overeating and emotional eating and binge eating is being on constant diets. And diets are part of our culture and our framework in our society. And it can be really difficult to notice, what is a diet? When am I on a diet? When am I eating in more of a restrictive manner? And this is what I help people with a lot, is just determining what feels like dieting to them. And what the first principle is to start determining, what is that dieting mindset for you? What is that diet mentality? And I have lots of blogs on this, and I'd be happy if you want to email me. I can share some of the blogs with you about that whole idea of dieting. But what we want to do is look at what that mindset is for you. The starting point is, how often have I dieted? What have diets done for me? How have I gotten a lot off track with diets? And how have they not served me? What I know is that there are millions and millions of people on diets at any point in time. And what we all know is that we can lose the weight on a diet, but then we gain it back and then some. This is everybody's story, that I talk to. And that's why those diet companies make a lot of money, because we don't tend to stick with it. Or when we're done with the diet, we gain the weight back because we've lost that opportunity to eat intuitively and not know what that is, and learn from our bodies and ourselves what we need. So the first principle, reject the diet mentality, super important and critical to moving on with intuitive eating. The second principle is honor your hunger. This is where when people sign up for my free gift, I have a free gift that helps you look at when you're hungry and when you're full. This is an important idea because if we don't know when we're hungry, we won't know when to eat. And I often have a lot of people that I work with talk about that they don't know when they're hungry. They haven't felt hungry in years, is what I'm told. And it becomes confusing about then when do I eat if I don't know when I'm hungry? When do I eat? And we have to start looking at that and begin to play detective, is what I like to call it, to determine when are you actually hungry? When is that showing up? And then noticing what type of hunger you have. I have talked before in one of our conference calls on, or teleclasses, I should say, on four types of hunger. There's head hunger, where you think about eating. There's mouth hunger, where this kind of sounds good, and that taste seems kind of interesting. I'd like to have that. There's heart hunger, where we're eating because we're stressed, we're overwhelmed, we need comforting, we're sad, we're angry, and we're eating from that heart space of emotions. And then there's the real hunger, which is tummy hunger and physical hunger. And when we talk about honor your hunger, we're talking about honoring your physical hunger. And that takes some time to determine when am I physically hungry and becoming more in touch with your body. So the second principle is honor your hunger. The third principle is make peace with food. And I find that that's an interesting idea, is the principle of make peace with food. Because every dieter, I think, we struggle with food. Should I eat? Shouldn't I eat? Am I hungry? Am I not hungry? Am I full? Am I not full? But there's this added piece with food is, can I just allow myself to eat? And they describe in intuitive eating about what's called deprivation backlash. And that is where we tell ourselves we can't eat. I can't eat food anymore. I can't have this thing. And then we have the deprivation and the deprivation backlash, which then leads us want to overeat. Remember, deprivation leads to overeating, which leads to guilt, which leads to deprivation. It's this round circle that goes around and around and around. So we want to be out of deprivation and make peace with food. The interesting thing about food is we need it to live. We need food to live. And that can be difficult because we often will then deprive ourselves because we don't like our body size and think I can't eat because I'm too heavy or I don't want to gain weight. But we need to eat. So making peace with food is really important to your overall wellness, right? Because it's not like other things that we do, like drinking or cigarettes or something gambling. We can, or spending. We don't have to have those. We don't have to do those. We have to eat to live. So make peace with food. So here are the first three: reject the diet mentality, honor your hunger, and make peace with food. The fourth principle is challenge what they call in intuitive eating the food police. And the food police are very interesting because if you kind of consider those mind, those thoughts that we have about, I shouldn't eat this, I can't have this, this is good food, this is bad food, you begin to notice that there is this kind of police inside of your head that tells you, you know, there's a law, there's a restriction. I can't have sugar. I can't have this sweet thing. I can't have things with fat. I can't have this certain kind of food. And often that food police can come from whatever diet you've been on or whatever diet you've been listening to, because I know that every day on my Yahoo feed, there is a new diet that's being talked about. Either a celebrity that went on a certain diet, a celebrity that just had a baby that now 2 weeks later is now back to their game weight that they were at before. And there's touting on magazines of these certain people that have lost weight. There are celebrity endorsers now that endorse certain kinds of weight loss programs. And those thoughts begin to kind of churn in our head with this food police of what I can do, what I can't do. And it's based on often on whatever is the most current person talking about whatever diet there is. The other thing that happens with the food police is that we can feel guilty after we eat. I can't believe I ate that food. I ate too much. I'm going to gain weight. I'm going to get fat. I am bad. I have people who often tell me that they hate themselves because of the things that they eat and because of their body and because of their size, which they contribute to how much they eat. And this food police doesn't get you anywhere. This policing of should I or shouldn't I, is this good food, is this bad food, really gets you caught back into that mind, that whole diet mentality. So challenging the food police is really becoming at peace with food, as we've talked about in the third principle, is it's making peace with food, but it's also making peace with your head and peace with the things that you tell yourself. And peace with the things, the food police that show up all over the place, in our families, in our workplaces. I remember a lot of, I learned a lot about dieting through different places that I've worked. And really it would be based on who's lost the most weight. And we all went to find out, what diet are you on? What have you been doing? And we would ask them, because we would say, oh, you look so good after they've been dieting. And that really promotes those food police to continue. And one way to challenge the food police is begin to having more positive self-talk, saying things that are nicer to you, because the food police does not get you where you want to go, which is ultimately having peace with your body and having peace with food. And that is really the key principle behind challenging that food police, because it will not get you where you want to go, which is feeling more excited and more in touch with your body. Okay, so that's number four, is challenge the food police. Number five, the fifth principle, is feel the fullness. And this can be a really tough one, because often my clients will talk about, I don't know when I'm full, or I'm full and I don't care, I keep eating. Feeling the fullness is super important when we want to be an intuitive eater, because remember that we talked a little bit ago about when we're babies, we know when we're hungry and we know when we're full. Well, now if we don't know when we're full, we're going to keep eating. Often I think about it is being in touch with your body, because if we're in touch with our body, we can feel that fullness. And when we feel the fullness, then we can make decisions about whether we want to eat more or not. When we decide to eat more when we're full, we're coming from a place of either the whole not feeling satisfaction, and we're going to talk about that in a minute, not feeling satisfaction and not being present in your body. And also the emotions that come up that lead us to want to overeat to give us comfort. So feeling your fullness begins with starting in your body. We can't know if we're full until we're in our body. Sometimes we discover we're full well past fullness. I've talked before many times about the 10 scale, 1 to 10 with hunger would be 1 all the way down to 1, 5 would be satisfied, and 10 is over full stuff. You're lying on the bed pulling your clothes off because you're so uncomfortable. We don't want to get to that full. We want to get to what's called gentle fullness. And that's really at a 6, a 7 at the most, is on that 10 scale, is feeling gentle fullness. And check in with yourself. How often have you felt gentle fullness rather than overly full and stuffed? So the fifth principle, feel your fullness, is critically important because that's what helps us stop overeating. It's one of the pieces that helps us stop overeating, is being present in our body and noticing our fullness. The sixth principle is discover the satisfaction factor. That is what I was just talking about with fullness, is that eating yummy food, eating food that you like, eating food that feels good to you, thinking about what is it I want to eat, and noticing what kind of food it is you want to eat. And then I like to ask the question, if I eat this food, how will I feel? How will I feel physically after I eat it? And how will I feel emotionally after I eat it? And those are super important questions, because what I hear people talk about is that they overeat because they love the taste of the food. Well, if we were able to eat yummy food more often than, or that's all we ate was yummy food, then we could then be more in touch with feeling satisfied. And when we're feeling satisfied, then we can feel more in touch with gentle fullness. And then when we feel gentle fullness, we can start deciding, this is the time to stop. This is where I'm satisfied. I've taken care of myself. I've eaten what I need to, and I enjoyed it. For me, the discover the satisfaction factor, part of it came a long time ago, is I really was eating all those diet foods. And what I found was that those diet foods were not satisfying to me. Often they were things that came in a box, and they weren't satisfying to me. And I would not like them and not feel satisfied with my food. And what I notice now is that the more I focus on eating something that is satisfying, in my words, yummy, I'm feeling more satisfied and able to stop sooner than I used to be when I was eating things that didn't satisfy me. Because once I ate something that didn't satisfy me, I want more of something else. And ultimately, I would binge on the foods that I thought were bad foods. But if I say food is food, I eat what I want, I eat when I'm sad, I eat satisfying foods, I'm more prone to stop when I'm full. The fourth strategy is cope with your emotions without using food. I talk about this all the time. You can read lots of blogs on my feedyoursoulunlimited.com/blog. I talk a lot about the idea of emotions and checking your emotions. This is really critical. Stress eating, overeating, binge eating, whatever word you want, compulsive eating, whatever word you want to use. When we get back in touch with our feelings, when we get back in touch with what's going on with us, we can notice, why am I wanting this particular food? What's going on that I'm wanting to eat more past fullness, gentle fullness? What's going on with me? How am I feeling? And those questions are super important and super helpful, because they then get you back in touch with what's going on for me. When you eat over feelings, you're not taking care of the feelings. It feels good for a moment, and that's why we do it. It feels good for a moment. I know this. It does. But over the long haul, a minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, an hour later, that problem's still coming back up. That feeling's still coming back up, because food does not take care of feelings. It was never the plan for food to take care of feelings. We've morphed into that with our really stressful lifestyle, and the over dieting that we do led us to then use food for emotions. So let's check back in with emotions, check back in with how you're feeling in order to let go of overeating. The next principle is an interesting one, and I don't talk about this very much with all of you. And I like this principle, but it's more often we find it comes more towards the end of learning about intuitive eating, and it's exercise and feel the difference. So this is the idea of exercise just for the idea of movement. And I actually call it movement for movement's sake. It's not, well, let me backtrack. What happened is that we got exercise connected with dieting. I exercise when I'm dieting. I exercise when I want to lose weight. And this is wrong, completely wrong. We have physical bodies. Our bodies need to move. Our bodies are made to move. Arms, hands, legs. It's made to move. And we need to do that. Look at children. They are drawn to move. You can't stop children when they are fidgety and need to get out and play. They need to get out and play. That's why they have recess planned every, probably every hour and a half at school. They have recess so that they can go get the jitters out, so they can go get the bugs out and go play and move their bodies. Watch kids. They have to move. It's what our bodies were made to do. And we've really talked ourselves into sitting. We're a very sedentary society, and we don't move a lot. This moving into movement and why do you need movement is a really important question for you to contemplate. And feeling it differently and feeling it as joyful. I went to the gym this morning. I had my group time at the gym. I loved it. I feel good. My muscles feel good. I got a good sweat on and I loved it because I've worked on this idea, this intuitive eating principle of exercise to feel the difference. So I invite you to look at movement and how you might incorporate that more into your life. Now, the 10th principle is very interesting, and I think you're going to wonder why it's not number one, but it's honor your health with gentle nutrition. Honor your health with gentle nutrition. This is principle number 10, because we're so needing to feel the satisfaction, be in our bodies, notice our mindset, reject the diet mentality, that then at the end, we can talk about honoring our hunger with gentle nutrition. What takes, and the questions I ask is, what foods take care of my body? What foods give me the energy to do the things I need to do? Am I hungry? Am I full? All of these questions help me with my gentle nutrition. What food is, I like to look at what foods feel good in my tummy. What foods make my tummy feel satisfied, and also what foods make my tummy not feel good and make my tummy feel upset. And those are the ones that are not part of my gentle nutrition because they don't make me feel good. And it's not that they're bad foods. They're not bad at all. They're just foods that don't really sit well in my stomach. And so I don't have them. What I found before I started using intuitive eating is that I would eat foods that I knew were probably going to make my stomach feel upset. And I'd say, oh, whatever, it's just how it is. I don't do that anymore because I'm more in touch with my body. I'm in touch with my emotions. I'm in touch with my needs. And I just don't do that. Gentle nutrition, eating things that feel good in my body is good for me. So what some of you might be thinking, and I didn't start out with this, and I often do, is that what can happen is when we think about the idea of intuitive eating and start practicing it, we think that gives us full-on permission to eat whatever we want, whenever we want, no matter what, because all food is good. Well, let's get back to the principles. It's not about eating all food, whatever I want, whenever I want. What it is looking at what satisfies me? When am I hungry? When am I full? What is my gentle nutrition that feeds my body to do the good things it needs to do? It is not call for a free-for-all. Sometimes that happens in the beginning when we reject the diet mentality, is we get caught, well, I can eat whatever I want. Well, you might do that for a small amount of time, but I promise you, you will not do it ongoing for a long period of time because it doesn't feel good. Your body wants things that are all the veggies that are multicolor, all the fruits that are so yummy, all the proteins that lead you to give you lots of energy, all the fat that's all satisfying, and the water that we need, and the things that we drink. So your body is going to, when you're in intuitive eating, your body is going to gently want what it needs to take care of itself. I promise. If that's not happening, then go back to all those 10 principles and see which ones that you're not, that aren't working for you. And I want to take a quote from Intuitive Eating that I found really helpful, and I thought you might all like it. It says, in Intuitive Eating, they say, we define healthy eating as having a healthy balance of foods and having a healthy relationship with food. So this whole plan, these 10 principles, are how we get to have that healthy relationship with food. So in summary, let me tell you that the 10 principles. Principle number one is reject the diet mentality. Principle number two is honor your hunger. Principle number three is make peace with food. Principle number four is challenge the food police. Number five is feel your fullness. Six is discover your satisfaction factor. Seven, copes with emotions without using food. Eight, respect your body. 9, exercise to feel the difference. And 10, honor your health with gentle nutrition. So see which one of those work for you and which ones you're struggling with. I want to invite you to come on a free call with me. If any of these sound confusing, if you're more interested in understanding about intuitive eating, let's get on the phone. You can have a free phone call with me, 30 minutes. We'll talk about what's going on for you. There's no hard sell. It's just talking about which of these principles fit for you and which seem confusing. And let's just talk about it. I want you to know that I get it. I understand what it's like. I understand that there is this process between dieting then and moving into this idea of intuitive eating. And I'm here to help you. I hope you enjoy this this time together, this teleclass. It's always my pleasure to do it. We are here the second Monday of every month at 12 o'clock Pacific. And I will be sending out an audio of this recording so you can listen again. And I'll give you some helpful tips on the website that the recording is linked to, so you can get some helpful ideas. I'm glad you were here today. This is Kim McLaughlin. I am from feedyoursoulunlimited.com. I invite you to learn more about intuitive eating, and I wish you a great rest of the day. Bye-bye.